thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Helping us with the official launch of our 27th year on the air, I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
And this week, part one of at least 3 or 4 weeks worth of CES coverage. We're still organizing all the interviews, so that's why we're saying 3 or 4 weeks, and more still coming in. We're actually still doing some Zoom video interviews for folks that weren't able to attend in Vegas, but we were there, and we came back healthy. Knock on wood. Go ahead, knock on wood over there. Yeah, I just want to make sure. And, of course, we want you to check out every interview, also on video, at our site at intotomorrow.com.
This portion of our Into Tomorrow CES specials is brought to you by ViralWarn by Optive, making your world safer. Visit ViralWarn.com. By IFA, mingle with the brightest minds in the tech community at IFA Next. Visit ifa-berlin.com. And by Home Shadows, an innovation that stops burglars from choosing your house. Visit homeshadows.com.
Certainly a leader in the automotive, consumer electronics, biometrics, all sorts of very cool industries, and leading tech. Our next guest, a delight to chat with him all the time. We've met up in China over the years. We've met up here at CES. Anytime we can get with our next guest, it's always a pleasure. The president and CEO of Vox International Corp is Pat Lavelle. Pat, welcome back into tomorrow. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Dave. I'm very good. It's good to see you, and it's good to see you're well.
Thank you. And it's good to be seen. And the show must go on, as we say. So regardless of what, we're not going to let some goofy little pandemic stop us in any sense.
Absolutely not. You know, since 2020 was the last show that we had here in person. Last year it was all digital. The member base at CTA wanted this show to happen. It's not just about the big companies, but it's all the startups and Eureka Park and everything. This is a venue for them that they can get their message out. And they supported this show all the way through, even when, you know, the Omicron variant started to impact. They were supporting this show. They were telling us that they were going to come, and they did come. So, you know, obviously we anticipated a smaller crowd based on the square footage that we had for this year. But I think the attendance is going to surprise some people.
And it has, and it certainly is a little bit less attended than previous years, but that's absolutely to be expected. But the fact that you are again this year on the executive board of the Consumer Technology Association, we thought it appropriate to kind of start our minimum 3 weeks, likely 4 weeks worth of CES coverage, to talk to you about not only Vox, of course, but about the association and the importance. And I'm so glad you mentioned, especially these small startup companies. They save all year to come here and hopefully network and make contacts, and they're doing it.
And absolutely. I mean, if you go over to Eureka Park, they're crowded. There's people in there. And like I said before, this is the only place where they can really showcase everything that they have. This is also the only place where Vox International can showcase everything that we do in one spot. And, you know, even though the attendance has been down, we've had some very, very good meetings over the last 2 days, and we will walk out of here with some new business because of our attendance here.
And and so thankful for you guys to not only maintain your commitment and be here, but you bring up another very good point, and that is, I guess if you do an auto show, it's only going to be your automotive divisions, because you're not going to be showing your clipped speakers, you know, for home at an auto show. I mean, you might, but you're not going to get the kind of attention you do at a show like this, where every one of your divisions is not only well represented, but you have buyers and retailers and us media types that are clamoring for more info.
You know, it's when some of our OEM customers come in, and you know, they know us for what they buy from us.
But for our audience who might not understand what OEM is, how would you describe that?
That's the original equipment car manufacturer, and we support them in many ways with many different products. But a lot of times when they come in, you know, they know us only by what they buy from us. But they walk in and they look around and they're like, we didn't know you did all this. So, again, this show is very, very important. The serendipity of the meetings that happen here. People walk in and like, well, I'm looking for this or looking for that. And we end up walking out of here with business. So, look, I've said for years that this is one of the most efficient places to have multiple meetings with multiple customers, because if I had to fly everybody around to have all the meetings that we had here, this makes this a very efficient show.
And there is nothing that beats person-to-person contact, which in spite of 2 years of pandemic that we've dealt with, very appropriate safety concerns here. I mean, we're maskless at the moment. We've both been vaxxed and boosted and all of that, but we don't want to be wearing masks and then folks can't hear us on the radio and see us on all of these videos properly. So we appreciate your ability to do that. But again, it's back to that person to person. I mean, networking, and it was great to have you on virtually. We'll probably do it again in the future at some point when new stuff comes out. We want to quickly chat with you. But I think not only the meetings, but that whole face-to-face thing is really what American entrepreneurship, I think, is more about, the handshake deals and stuff.
You talk about handshake deals. That comes from trust. And trust is really only going to be established when you have a relationship one-on-one with an individual, and that's being with them and spending time with them, having dinner with them, getting to know them. That's where you build trust over time. And that's very important in business. It always has been. In my estimation, it always will be.
So my team's wondering where you're taking us to dinner then. No, I'm just just kidding. But that is not only so important, but of course, whether it's a handshake or these days a fist bump or an elbow tap or whatever, the point being, you're actually talking to people. And as you said, you know, people are going away from CES with business, with orders. Buyers are doing their thing. You know what? I'll carry those products that up to now I did not, or I didn't know even existed. So it was great to see them and touch and feel things.
Yeah, and I think this is going to go down as a successful show, even though it's smaller. But, you know, CTA leads the way. In shows. It's been the biggest show around the world for a number of years. This is the one that everybody was kind of questioning, you know, whether we should have it in, you know, in person or do another digital event. I mean, across the entire board at CTA, it was, let's make this the first of the large shows back in Vegas, back personally, the way it was, doing business one-on-one and in person.
What was the board's logic in cutting it short by one day? Was it a matter of people saying, hey, I've just got to get home faster? Or, I mean, it was kind of a short notice, I think, not only for exhibitors and media, not that anybody cares about us media folk, but the point being, travel plans and the like, was there a particular logic about saying, well, I tell you what, let's just do 3 days instead of four?
Well, you know, the thing is, in some cases, there was some media stories that were criticizing, CTA for having an in-person event.
Yeah, for having the event at all.
Right. But, you know, really, when you look at it, between being fully vaccinated, wearing masks, washing your hands, distancing, and all the things that we've required here, this, in many cases, this is safer than going to Publix in your own town, even though there's a lot of people here and there's a lot of interaction. So we believe, we gave people tests at the beginning of the show that they could take You know, if they felt ill or if they were negative, if anybody was to come down with COVID, there are places that that the city of Las Vegas has for them to quarantine and things like that. So this has been a very orchestrated, very carefully planned event around COVID so that we can meet in person. And, you know, there's going to be another variant. And we're going to have
probably 40 more variants, far we know.
Probably. And we're going to have to learn to live with it. And I think this is the beginning of it, at least for our industry.
I kind of look at it as, you know, we take an annual flu shot, most of us, and that's something we've gotten used to. And the same sort of scenario is like, you know what, we got to protect ourselves, and it might just become that sort of thing. And I have no problem with that, especially if it's going to protect me. As you know, I lived through the Rona and had to deal with that issue and subsequent issues and stuff. So, yeah, I'm all for what can I do to continue to protect myself. And that's the key. And I think kudos to you guys at CTA for taking the lead and saying, look, we did it. It works. Yes, some people said, yeah, we're going to skip it. You know, but you expected that, as you said. But it's being done. It's getting done. The crowds are decent. I mean, look in the background here at the Vox International booth. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of product to show. And you've got to be proud of what you guys are doing and your team.
Oh, I'm so proud of the team. I mean, when you look at the challenges of 2021, with all the logistical problems and the parts issues and the chip issues and the increased cost, I mean,
it's like everything you guys deal with involves chips. I mean, some companies say, well, we're going to work more on such and such because we have a chip short. Everything you do has got electronics involved, and that's got to be that challenge.
It was a very, very actually, you know, I probably told you this last year when we were doing this interview digitally that, you know, 2020 was probably the most difficult year. This has been the most difficult year because of all the challenges, but I am very proud of the team. Because we've gotten through it, we had inventory for Christmas. We've beaten our plan through our third quarter, which is our most important quarter. So, you know, I can't say enough about the commitment of not only the marketing and the salespeople and the engineering team, but our administrative people that had to really step up and make sure the ships were there, the trucks were there, and all the things that we need to do behind the scene to make a sale.
And to take care of all of us consumers, and that's the key. Pat, always a pleasure chatting with you. We thank you especially for kicking off this year's CES coverage, our 27th year, and you know, God willing, we'll have a 28th and beyond, and we'll be back to some sort of normal, whatever that is. We've been saying that for how many, 2 years now, but thanks so much.
Very good, and it's good to see you, and stay well.
Yes, sir. That's the plan, thank you. Pat Lavelle is the President and CEO of Vox International Corp. It's all the various companies. Visit their main website where you got links to all of their many cool electronics and tech and all the goodies, biometrics, all sorts of stuff. When you visit voxinternational.com, it's VOXXINTL, voxinternational.com. We'll get you there when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. As mentioned, much more to follow from the 2022 edition of CES right here on Into Tomorrow on the Advanced Media Network.